This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Technology is often viewed as a boys' club, and the numbers back that up. In 2016, only about a quarter of computing jobs were held by women, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. During this Women's History Month, WBHM's Stephen Bisaha spoke with one tech leader, hoping to draw more women to the field.
Kristen Joubert remembers how she approached her training in the Army, by charging straight through the brush.
So I'd come back from it with, you know, a little cactus sticking out of all my clothes and everything, but it was because I felt like I needed to show and prove myself, and I needed to show that I was as tough as they were.
Going into technology was the same way. Joubert started working in online banking about 20 years ago, well before customers used smartphones to pay their bills.
Back then, it was AOL Internet Banking, which was basically a little floppy disk that you had to mail to customers to get them to bank with you online. And now we've come a long way from that, obviously.
And so has Joubert. She's now responsible for new developments for Regions Bank's online platforms. 26 employees work directly for her, though she's often responsible for more than that.
I have individuals who report to a different HR manager, but are under my team's direction.
So lots of people.
A few.
Joubert is speaking on a panel hosted by Tech Birmingham. It's a nonprofit promoting Birmingham's tech sector. The topic is women in leadership. Joubert told the audience of mostly women what she learned not to do.
Growing up in technology, I can tell you for sure I thought I had to prove myself, and I probably didn't go about it in the best of ways.
Joubert says she would fit work into any hour of the day, starting first thing in the morning.
Every morning, as a standard, I'd sit my laptop beside the bed and just pull it over and start working until it was absolutely time that I had to get ready.
And her evening routine was no better. If she had dinner with the family, it was often rushed to get back to her emails.
I probably did that for about 12 years. I'm longer than anybody probably really physically should be able to.
It was only in recent years that Joubert started to pull back. She still admits to the occasional early morning email binge, but she's cut down on filling her off hours with work.
And I think I'm more effective. More effective as a leader. I'm certainly more effective as a parent. And the end result is it's a positive thing. And so I think we push ourselves sometimes a little harder than we really need to. And I do think that's a tendency, a natural tendency of women.
This pressure from both the women themselves and in some cases their workplaces is one of the reasons so many women drop out of the tech field. That's the theory of Tech Birmingham's president, Jennifer Shellam.
Hearing about that same situation from other women and how they dealt with it gives them the kind of ammunition they need to be able to react to it. So just being ready for the workplace.
Joubert also has a practical reason to encourage more women in tech. The possibility of even greater advancements in technology.
Not because women are stronger than men or women are better at technology than men. That's not the case. It's just that balance, that diversity, that difference in how we look at things or how things are actually accomplished. And so I think there's more work to do.
And Shellam says part of that is getting men to understand the challenges working women face. For WBHM, I'm Stephen Bisaha.